The following program is paid for by the Neal Financial Group
and does not reflect the view of KWHI or its advertisers. The opinions voiced in this show are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. You should consult a financial professional when considering making investments in the financial markets. Financial markets may involve risks. Past performance is no guarantee of future results. Nothing said on this show is intended to or should be considered an offer or solicitation to buy or sell any security. Securities are offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Should you have more questions, please visit the website at nealfinancial.com or call their Brenham office at 979-836-2903.
Welcome to the Money Makeover Show. The Money Makeover team is here live to help you make smarter financial decisions. Certified financial planner Doug Neal, chartered financial consultant Jamie Keys, certified financial planner Tony Nafar, and your team of CPAs, attorneys, real estate, and financial pros. Now, here's your Money Makeover team.
Good morning. Welcome to the Money Makeover Show. This is the place where we help you make better, smarter financial decisions. I'm Tony Navarre. I'm a certified financial planner professional, joined in the studio by Jamie Keys, chartered financial consultant. Craig Montana running the show for us here. And we're watching everything and looking at a bunch of data. And our job here this morning is to make all that stuff make sense. That's always our job, but especially on the radio, Jamie.
Yeah, I mean, you know, that's the whole purpose of why we originally started the show, is to try and get out information that everybody could use on an everyday basis and try and make it simple enough to try and understand it. Now, there are, unfortunately, things that are fairly complicated, but we try to break those down in simple fashion. And some of the things we're going to talk about this morning are can be very complicated, but we're going to try and make them simple.
Well, yeah. And the other thing is, we always like to say during the program, if we talk about something that you've been looking at, thinking about, wondering how it works, is it really the right thing for me, my family, etc., we do have two offices, one in Houston and the other one for Central Texas is in the city of Brenham. And we cordially invite you to call the office, ask questions, or come in for a free review and bring what's on your mind. If you got copies of statements or you're curious about something, especially workplace health plans and savings plans and all those different things, you know what? We're always there and ready to help you with our years of experience and expertise. And here's a way to do that. This is the number you call when we're not on the air, or you can call it now. Sharon's there right now. Here's the number, 979-836-2903. That's our office phone number, the general one, 979-836-2903. And you don't have to wait until the next program to see if we're talking about whatever's mattering to you.
Yeah, and one thing I wanted to mention about that, too, is a lot of times I think you're hesitant to make that appointment to come in because you're not sure what you need to bring with you. Mm-hmm. Well, there are two avenues for that. First of all, it's not necessary to bring anything. If you can come in, we can talk about, you know, some different things, try and focus in on what you might need to bring in. And the other thing is, bring as many things as you like.
Sure. We have people who come in with like a big briefcase full of stuff, which is fine. And then we go through however many of these items or topics they want to discuss.
Yeah. So don't wait to make that appointment because you're not sure what you're supposed to bring.
Yeah.
That really doesn't matter.
No. But you know what's on top of your mind, right?
That's right.
Yeah. You know why you want to come in. And so if it's just you or you and a spouse or you and other family members, we've had four people come in or five people at once, husband, wife, their kids.
Yep.
Yeah. So however it works for you is fine. The main thing is to call us at the office and set that up. That's 979-836-2903. 2903. All right, some interesting little tidbits we're going to impart this morning, too, when we come back from this commercial break. Things like the new Social Security wage base. Yeah, how much money does the government want from you next year, right? At what salary levels? How far are they going to go?
Do they want more or less? Let me guess.
Yeah. So we'll talk about that. New 401k and IRA limits. A student loan that's not exactly a student loan. Huh? What is that? So we'll talk about that and much more, keeping you right up to date with everything. We come back from this commercial break here. If you want to talk to us right now, you got a question burning away, here's a way to do that one on our private radio line, which is 800-332-7879, 800-332-7879. This is the Money Makeover Show from Neo Financial Group.
Nathan's Barbecue is proud to support the United States servicemen and women and are proud to help bring you the broadcast of the Veterans Day program coming to you live from Fireman's Park in Brenham, November 11th. Nathan's Barbecue and Buccaneer Food Store urges you to take time during the Veterans Day to remember and honor the veterans who fought and died to bring freedom to America and to defend this freedom from those who would take it away. Nathan's Barbecue and Buccaneer Food Store, 1309 Prairie Lee in Brenham.
Apple Ford salutes the men and women who have dedicated their lives to preserving the freedom of this country. Apple Ford is the go-to spot for your next new or used Ford. With the holidays right around the corner, nothing makes a more exciting gift. For convenience, expert service, and car buying experience like no other, visit them in Brenham on Highway 290 or shop online anytime at appleford.com. Apple Ford is a proud sponsor of the KWHI Veterans Day program and proud supporter of this country's servicemen and women.
Medicare Equipment Specialties is proud to support the veterans. Medicare Equipment Specialties has the products you need for a healthy lifestyle. They'll teach you how to use products such as blood pressure monitors or home glucose monitors. They provide dependable 24-hour service and handle filing the Medicare or insurance claims for you. Trust the professionals at Medicare Equipment Specialties at 1401 South Austin for the highest quality home medical equipment and supplies.
The freedoms that you and I enjoy every day have come at a great price. This Veterans Day, I hope you will take a moment to honor the men and women who have sacrificed so much for this country and to remember those currently serving in our military. Hi, I am Don Kester of Don's Appliance Service. I encourage you to thank a veteran today.
Dream Body in Brenham is proud to offer a real solution to the stubborn fat that plagues even the most avid gym goers. Cool Sculpting is the world's number one non-invasive fat reduction treatment and is an FDA-cleared solution to your problem areas. What's even more exciting is that qualified buyers can finance their transformation through low monthly payments. See life-changing results at www.dreambodybrenham.com and give us a call at 421-8442 to schedule your free consultation.
What's your dream vacation? Basking in the sun on a beautiful beach with a cool drink in your hand, complete with a little paper umbrella? Or maybe your idea of the ideal vacation is flying down the mountainside on a pair of skis with the fresh air in your lungs and the scent of evergreens in your nose. Or maybe a cruise is more your style. Whatever your dream getaway, Brenham Travel can make it happen. Call today and let them put together a package just for you. Brenham Travel Service, 522 Highway 290 West. Call 830-1666 and let Brenham Travel Service help you see the world.
It's Brenham Cub playoff football on KWHI. Friday night, the Cubs open up the Region 4 5A playoffs when they play host to Medina Valley. Kickoff at Cubs Stadium is set for 7:30. 7 o'clock pregame. The Cubs of Medina Valley bi-district playoff football on your voice for the Brenham Cubs. AM 1280 KWHI, FM 101.7, and KWHI.com.
The Money Makeover Team is here live to help you make smarter financial decisions. Now, here's your Money Makeover Team.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Welcome back to the Money Makeover Show with two members of the Money Makeover team from Neil Financial Group. I'm Tony Navarre. I'm a certified financial planner and have been doing financial planning for over 20 years now. Jamie Keyes, chartered financial consultant, also an excellent planner and probably one of the best people I know with things like insurance, healthcare coverage, annuity types of things, different sorts of ways to put money aside for your retirement. And so I always like to have Jamie in here because there's always something.
Well, that's very kind of you, Tony. Thank you.
Well, he's shocked. He's like, what is she talking about here? but, you know, Doug Neal and all the rest of our group, I mean, very, very talented and capable people who've been doing financial planning for many years. Some of us are also CPAs, various other disciplines. But the bottom line is we've got great people that we're privileged to work with. And on your behalf, by the way, on your behalf.
Yeah, I have to say, you know, that we talk a lot about those free reviews and the importance of meeting with someone to help with your planning. And I met with someone last week when we got done, said, you know, I didn't know all of these things that I could be doing. Mm-hmm. And I said, well, yeah, I understand that.
Well, you can't know everything.
You can't know everything.
You got your job. You got your family. You got other obligations and duties and things that really matter in your life. And this stuff, as crazy as it may seem, really matters to us. We love this stuff. So we're always reading. We're always upgrading our knowledge. We're always looking at new things and figuring out new things for our wonderful, wonderful clients. So thank you all of you listening this morning to the program. And you're always welcome to give us a call later at the office or come in for that free review. Just give us a call there at 979-836-2903. That's 979-836-2903. All righty, let's launch in.
Yeah, before we get into the financial stuff, I just wanted to mention how appropriate it was and how meaningful it is for us today to have the Pledge of Allegiance that we always do on Mondays with John Wayne.
I thought the same thing Wayne with the Duke on there, yes.
Yeah, because today is Veterans Day, and we want to take the time to remember all of those who have served us and to help preserve our country, and we want to thank them all for their service, especially today on Veterans Day. So we think that that's really important.
Absolutely. And so thank you to everyone serving our country, and certainly our thanks to those who've made sacrifices.
Which they do.
Yes. Let's go ahead and launch into a couple of things that we mentioned before we got into the program, before the last commercial break. And that is some changes coming your way, so you know, in things like how much can you make before they stop taking Social Security, right, out of your paycheck, right? And that has gone up for 2020. Duh.
Most people probably are not aware of the fact that there are upper income limits on when they take Social Security. So what that means is all of us know that when we get our paycheck, they're taking money out.
All kinds of things.
Yeah, and Social Security is one of them.
Mm-hmm.
And there are limits on your income level, and at certain points, they stop taking Social Security out.
Yeah. So this year, they stopped taking Social Security out once you hit $132,900 of individual compensation, right?
That's
132.9. That's for 2019. Next year, they stop at 137,700. That's almost $5,000. That's $4,800 higher next year. So all the way up to $137,700 of compensation, you will have Social Security taken out from your wages all the way up to that limit. Okay.
Right. And we talk a lot about, you know, we get lots of questions about Social Security and the viability of it. Is it going to always be around? Well, first of all, I don't think that that's ever going to be an issue. But Congress is always looking for ways to increase the amount of money coming into Social Security, because my wife pointed out the fact that more and more people, she saw some statistics recently and wanted to make sure I mentioned them, that more and more people are over age 65 as a general percentage of the population.
Mm-hmm.
And that's true. And so that means there are fewer and fewer people contributing to Social Security. And so Congress has to look at ways to generate more income coming into the program.
Well, and a sidebar to that is that the largest population now, edging out the boomers, it's millennials. And they make less money, usually, than those of us who are older than 35, 40 years old. So their contribution into the wage base is lower by and large. So again, lots of heavy lifting being done now by those who make a little more money, all right, and being taxed on your getting a Social Security tax paid all the way up to $137,700 of your compensation for next year.
That's right. And, right? You know, we always get that question, well, what things are they going to change? Well,
that's one of them.
That's one of them.
So a couple of other changes. This has to do with like 401k, 403bs, 457 plans. The maximum that you can put in from your salary into your 401k, right, this year is $19,000. For 2020, it's going up by only $500, $19,500. Okay.
But it is going up.
Yeah, sure. Catch-up contribution for those age 50 and over, $6,000 this year, $6,500 for next year. And the total that you can get into your account in a 401k, 403b, 457 plan this year, $56,000. 2020 is $57,000. Now, what do I mean by this? It's not just what your contribution is, but any employer match or profit sharing that your employer may put in. Can't go more than $56,000 total for this year, $57,000 next year.
What's interesting about that is I know that we've met with some couples who own businesses.
Yep.
And if you own a small business and you're the only employees and it's just a husband and wife, that big number, if you take that into account, that means there's a lot of money that can go into a 401k plan for couples who own a business like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you're talking about $57,000 with the amount that they contribute individually, plus a match, plus profit sharing, mm-hmm. being $57,000. And if there are two of them, that what is that number then? $114,000 that can be put away.
Well, and I even know some couples that we have as clients who still have their regular jobs. And most of these people are like computer professionals, usually is where I see it. But they've got an outside consulting company, too, that the husband and wife have.
Right.
And between what they get into their plans for their with their employer and what they can put in on the side, again, you know, we take a look at where is it most advantageous,
right?
Right? So is it advantageous to take more from your little family business that you have, consulting business perhaps, put max that out, and then just make sure you're putting enough into the employer plan to get your employer match over there. You cannot, even between the two, though, go beyond those two limits that we just talked about.
Yeah, well, the other thing about that, too, is the question we get sometimes, well, who has the money to do that? Well, there are some situations besides what we just talked about. Mm-hmm. For example, you may have one person in the couple who does very well, has a very high-paying job, and then you have the other one, the other partner, who is making less, and they really don't need that income. And so What they do with that then is they put the maximum amount for that lower paying into the 401k plan because they really don't need the income, and that way they can defer some tax on that.
Yeah. So it's a question of your overall taxes.
Yep.
And your salary levels or compensation levels, and certainly it has a lot to do with how much you're making in your sidebar job, right?
Yeah, so
there are a lot of possibilities there.
Yeah, so when you hear those numbers, don't think, well, that doesn't apply to us, because it may very well. Because we have met with people who simply weren't aware of the fact that, oh, yeah, maybe we could do that.
Mm-hmm.
They thought that they could only put in the minimum amount for one individual. And there are different ways to think about it.
Yeah, most of the time we find that most people are sitting around being frustrated about this because they just look at the fact that they make too much to do an IRA. And they get all sidetracked on that issue. And the IRA is not going to be where it's at with this. There are different things that you can do. That's one of the areas that we like to work on. Coming up, the interesting thing that Jamie brought up to me earlier on the way in to the show this morning, a student loan that's not the traditional student loan. There's colleges and universities now doing more to assist students who are going to be facing these big bills, right, and their families. So what is this, and is this something that maybe you should look into if you or your kids are going into college? So this is a big deal.
Well, student debt exceeds total credit card debt now in the United States. And so this has been an issue that everybody's starting to become aware of. If you're one of those people who has a big student loan, then you're aware of it already.
Mm.
But the issue becomes when you graduate from college and you have all of this student debt, and what is your payment going to be? Is it disproportionate to the amount of income that you have? And can you still, you know, pay your bills other than your student loan?
So what is the answer? That's kind of an interesting one, and we'll go into that so you find out about it for you or for someone like a kid or anyone who needs to know this information. Very, very important, because I think it's actually pretty good. So
yeah,
we'll come back from the break and talk about it.
Yeah, I have to admit that this is something I had never heard of.
Mm-hmm.
And like you said, I've been doing this a long time.
Yeah.
But this is a program which is kind of interesting. And colleges are starting to look at it more.
Okay, so we'll get you the scoop on all of that. And then maybe a little market talk. Shall we do a little of that? Some generic things about the market. We don't ever talk about individual securities, et cetera, et cetera. But the Idea Bank is open right now. And if you're listening and you got a question specifically about something you really want to know, anything to do with you, your money, how to manage it, take care of it better for you and those you care about, give us a call right now. Our phone line's open on our private line at 800-332-7879. 800-332-7879. You're listening to the Money Makeover Show from Neil Financial Group.
D3 Truck and Trailer is a proud supporter of our veterans and hopes you'll show your own support today at Fireman's Park in the American Legion Hall. When you want to dress up your truck, then you want to go to T3 Truck and Trailer on Highway 105 in Brenham. They carry a full line of T3 truck parts and equipment, grill guards, rear bumpers, running board, and stirrup steps. Plus, they do graphics too, from yard signs to banners and full color prints on canvas. Stop in today on Highway 105 at Bluebell Road or shop online at t3tnt.com.
Want to know where the local people in Brenham go for a great burger? They go to the Dairy Bar on the new South Chapel Hill Street. Dairy Bar would like to take a moment to remember the men and women who serve our country this Veterans Day. Dairy Bar, an old-fashioned burger shop locally owned and operated and well-known for their delicious fresh food made to order daily. Open Monday through Saturday from 10 till 9. Call 836-5112 for orders to go. The Dairy Bar in Brenham. Quality food served fast.
When you're sick, you don't want to wait in a long line for your prescription. You just want your medicine so you can start feeling better. That's why since 1953, folks have been having their prescriptions filled at 303 North Park Street in Brenham. From its beginnings as Roy Wheezy Pharmacy to its current name, Kenjura Pharmacy, there's always been a friendly, familiar face behind the counter to take care of you. No long lines, no hassles for 7 decades. Now that's consistency you can trust. That's Kenjura Pharmacy at 303 North Park Street in downtown Brenham.
It's time to add fall color for your lawn. Tranquility Landscapes of Brenham can design a new look or recommend additions to your existing landscape and can maintain your lawn and landscape throughout the year. Call Tranquility today at 830-9119. Tranquility Landscapes, 2315 South Market in Brenham, supports the United States military and hopes you'll join them in honoring the men and women who have served in defense of our country. Tranquility now offers tree trimming, tree removal, and stump grinding.
When you're looking for home health care, you want a company with a reputation of reliability, expertise, and compassion. You want Golden Years Home Care Specialists in Brenham. Being an extension of a medical care and health facility in your home, their licensed and certified staff do not waver in their mission of providing you with daily care, protection, and relief. Call them today at 979-251-7705 or visit their website at goldenyearshomecarespecialist.com. Golden Years Home Care Specialists supports the veterans and thanks them for their service.
It's time to salute the veterans who fought to keep this country free. This Monday, tune in to KWHI 1280 for the broadcast of the Veterans Day celebration held at the Fireman's Park in Brenham. KWHI will broadcast this program starting at 10:45 on Veterans Day, Monday, November 11th. The Veterans Day celebration is brought to you in part by K&M Grocery, Able Air Conditioning and Heating, Don's Appliance Services, K&H Portable Toilets, and the Washington County Veterans Association.
The Money Makeover Team is here live to help you make smarter financial decisions. Now, here's your Money Makeover Team.
Yeah. Well, let's talk about
Proof yet again that you do not have to be able to sing in order to make good music.
That's exactly right. Yeah, I was thinking exactly the same thing. And he made a ton of money.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. Welcome back to the Money Makeover Show, where we're hoping to help you make and maybe keep up and keep more of your ton of money that you're going to make over your lifetime, hopefully so. I'm Tony Navarre. I'm a certified financial planner, Jamie Keyes, chartered financial consultant in the studio this morning. And everything we talk about has to do with your well-being for you and those you care about financially. And a lot of times that has to do with how we're going to be able to proceed in so many different areas of our lives going forward, no matter what our age group. And by the way, we had a good call during the break about the government kind of allowing changes in the 401k plan rules, for instance, all right, to help folks pay their student loan debt through their 401ks. That has not transpired yet, by the way.
Well, in conjunction with the 401k plans, there are companies out there that are working with the large 401k providers to try and implement a program where the company match, instead of going into the 401k plan, the match can go towards helping pay off student loan debt. Mm-hmm. So if the employee is paying towards student loans and the employer is willing to match, they will match up to a certain amount to help reduce the amount of student loan debt. And there are programs like that out there. The holdup, from what my understanding is, the holdup is that Congress has not approved that as being inside of a 401k plan. So the deduction that the company gets isn't there. So there's going to have, if there's ever any legislation in regards to that, I expect that to take off. Now, there are some institutions that are working with the providers,
right,
and some of them are both providers and 401k plans, and it's mostly insurance companies.
Yes. And I do have some.
You do have some of those type of plans in place,
right,
to help employees pay for student debt.
Yeah, and generally it has to be a larger company plan. There is, you know, several million dollars of assets that have to be in the plan.
Right.
Yes, already. Not everyone, except for larger firms, firms that have been around long enough to have balances high enough. But yes, there are some major providers. And as Jamie said, these are insurance company based providers, most of them I know about, who are trying to step up to the plate on this. Not the only ones, of course, but again, we're still having this problem yet of congressional approval for some of this. However, there are large enough firms that are doing something. They're already starting to make some of these moves. Actually, I'm doing some research on that to see who may be already doing it. But it is out there, and people realize what a burden student loan debt really is. And some of the colleges and universities are also stepping up to this challenge, Jamie.
Yeah, I happen to know that there's one of the religious organizations has implemented a plan to help pay for student loan debt. This is a kind of a novice industry at this point, but there are some companies that are working on it. I'm aware of a few,
mm-hmm.
But I know that it's in the early stages, and so they're still working on it. Always the issue is always the economics of it.
Yes.
And so regardless of what you may think, there is no free lunch. And so this has to be profitable for everybody. That's part of the holdup. Part of the holdup is, again, Congress taking action. But I know that there are groups who are working in Congress to try and get Congress to move on the issue, which is always Congress doesn't do anything unless they hear from you.
Well, and that I think everybody needs to pick up the phone or hit the email or whatever and reach out, because I think there are ways to do this that need to be explored. And I know some of them are already being explored. And Jamie, I know you're one to talk about some of the colleges, universities have a program as well that they've rolled out in order to help with these things.
Yeah, I mean, as I mentioned before the break, this has become a major issue here in the United States is college debt. Because when you get out into the workforce, if you have all this college debt hanging over your head, how are you supposed to still pay your bills in addition to repaying this debt? Because it can be a disproportionate amount of money allocated in your budget to pay for student debt, which prevents you from having maybe the lifestyle that you would like to have, or simply being able to pay your bills.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't default on these student loans. They stay around forever. Well, this is a program that's been around for decades, evidently. I had not heard of it until I read an article recently about it, and it's called income sharing arrangements that you can go into with the colleges that you attend. I know that Yale tried it for a while. One of the big colleges now that has it available is Purdue, and has been successful with it. Yale, not so much. And there are economic reasons for that. But the way that it works is you can enter into an income sharing arrangement with the college, and it will be a debt that you have with the college. And depending upon how much money you qualify as far as financial assistance, they will enter into an arrangement with you where when you graduate, you will have the opportunity to pay you over the next 10 years a specific portion of your income. So you know ahead of time what the percentage of your income is going to be going to pay this debt back over a 10-year period, which is different than a student loan where you can have a really start and you may end up, you know, taking 30% of your income to have to pay back the loan because that's what your payment has to be.
Mm-hmm.
With income sharing arrangements, you know what the percentage is going to be when you graduate. Well, the question that comes up then is, well, how do they determine how much it's going to be? Well, it depends on what your major is.
I was going to say, there's got to be some criteria
yeah.
here. All right.
With an example that's given here is, with the example I'm using is the one that Purdue uses. If you're an English major, then 0.45% of their future income for 116 months to pay back the debt. So 0.45%. If you're an aerospace engineer, though, it's 0.27% for 92 months. Why the disparity? Well, when an English major, the projection is that when an English major graduates, their starting salary is going to be about $30,000. And so they have a longer time period to pay it back, but it's going to be a higher percentage of their income because their income is lower. The aerospace engineer is projected to make $62,000 when they graduate, and therefore they can pay it back over a shorter time period with less percentage of their income. And so it's if you're lower income, it's disproportionate because a higher amount of your income level is going to be going to pay the loan back, but they give you a longer time period. In this particular case, the English major was 116 months. Well, that's almost 10 years. But the number is 0.45%. But the advantage to it is you know exactly what percentage of your income is going to be going to pay the loan back.
Mm-hmm.
So there's some certainty to that. We talk a lot about the fact, you know, when it comes to retirement, knowing what your guaranteed income is going to be in retirement is very, very helpful. Well, if you're going to be graduating, knowing exactly what percentage of your income is going to be going to pay your loan, your student debt back, is very, very helpful. And so this is something that more and more colleges are starting to look at is these income sharing arrangements instead of just the students building up big student loan debt. If you want to know some of the percentages, I can give. There's a whole list here. What the rate is for the different.
So you pretty much go, they're going by how much money they think you're going to make
when you graduate.
When you graduate with whatever your
major
is.
To determine what the percentage is.
So those who are in the tech and engineering fields are probably the ones that have a very different payment schedule and amount. Than the, as you mentioned, the English major or social sciences of some sort.
Yeah, I mean, the computer sciences, the rate is 0.26%, and the length of time is 88 months. If you go down to nursing, it's 0.34%, and it's 100 months.
Mm-hmm.
Health sciences, pre-professionals, 0.37% for 104 months. That one's a little interesting because...
That doesn't seem right if you're going to be a physician or another technical person in health.
I think the reason for that is because the debt is going to be bigger.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so you need more time.
Mm-hmm.
And so the number has to be bigger in order to pay the debt back.
Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah, so I found that kind of interesting too. But... you know, if you want to research it, you can, like I said, Purdue has done this evidently pretty successfully for some years now.
Mm-hmm.
The reason the Purdue program, I think, worked is because it dealt with more middle income.
Yeah.
As opposed to when they did it at Yale some years ago, it didn't work. The reason being that if you go to Yale, how many middle income graduates are there from Yale?
Mm-hmm.
Probably not a lot. Now, that may sound biased, but the reality is that, you know, if you not just anybody goes to Yale.
Well, you either get there getting a full ride for one reason or another, or you're in a socioeconomic family level that can pay for all that.
My expectation would be that most graduates from Yale are at a higher income level than all of the graduates from Purdue. Because Purdue is going to be representative of more middle income and upper middle income, as opposed to Yale, which I think is going to be always, most of the time, upper income.
Okay. So lots of info out there. It's all out there on the internet.
Yeah, but it's something to ask. If you're going to go to college, ask, well, do you have income sharing arrangements for student debt?
Yeah, income sharing. Is referred to.
That's right.
Income sharing arrangements. All right. Coming back, we'll continue on with ways to really get you ahead of the game, and help educate you a little bit more on what's out there, what things you need to consider as you go through your life and your time of trying to do your best and come out ahead. That's all part of financial planning as well, right? So coming back with more on that. Meantime, you got a question or two? Glad to answer it for you right now on our private line. We're going to do a little bit of a commercial break here. So if you're shy, it's a good time to call us. Just one-on-one with us right now at 800-332-7879. 800-332-7879. 79. This is the Money Makeover Show from Neil Financial Group. Set me free. I
wrote and told her please. When you do whatever it takes to get the job done, they say you're on it. At ASCO Equipment, we are on it. It's what we learned as kids, what our parents taught us. To work hard, get the job done, and get it done right. We partnered with Case Construction Equipment because they get the job done, too. You can buy and rent Case Equipment from us, and we'll service and support it. Just like we support you, because we're on it. Whatever it is, at ASCO, we're on it.
The tradition began in 1776 and continues today. Men and women taking up arms in defense of our country and liberty when others threaten it. Without this long time honored tradition, you and I wouldn't be here today. The Chapel Hill Bank also has a long time honored tradition to provide you with the best financial services available and to keep our county financially strong. Remember the values on which this country was founded and remember the veterans who fought and died to defend these values. Chapel Hill Bank, member FDIC.
In 1944, a tradition began with honest, affordable sales and service in the jewelry industry. Foskey's Jewelry opened in downtown Brenham. From the beginning, the Foskey family has been an avid supporter of the veterans. It's time to reflect on the sacrifices made over the years. Show your support by attending Veterans Day activities at Fireman's Park on November 11th at 11 a.m. and remember to thank a veteran. A Veterans Day message from Morris and Butch Foskey of Foskey's Jewelry in downtown Brenham, a family-owned tradition since 1944.
This Veterans Day, Able Air Conditioning and Heating salutes the military men and women who dedicate their lives to help keep our country secure, safe, and free. And they would like to honor veterans who have served. Eric Glenn Walkie, Barry Blue, and Lloyd Brandt. This ad is in memory of Lenny Kosneski and Milton Brandt. Sponsored by Able Air Conditioning and Heating. Texas license number TACLB013494E.
America!
Collier Construction, building for Brenham's future, hopes you'll join them in paying tribute to all veterans of our nation, past and present. It's a very small token for those who have sacrificed so much for the freedoms we enjoy today. Salute all those who have served this glorious nation in uniform, including those who are currently serving in the armed forces. On this Veterans Day, Collier Construction asks you to honor your coworkers, neighbors, and family members who are veterans and thank them for their service.
Do you need a tune-up? Is your check engine light on? Take your car to Myers Garage. Need work done on your brakes? Take your vehicle to Myers Garage. At Myers Garage, they take quality and customer service seriously. They're fast, they're honest, and they maintain the highest standards in the automotive industry. Every time you go, you'll know up front what to expect. So give Tommy or David a call at 836-6741 or stop by Myers Garage in downtown Brenham.
Wouldn't you like a beautiful smile to share with confidence?
At Brenham Orthodontics, Dr. Troy Gore specializes in braces, including Invisalign. Brenham Orthodontics creates beautiful smiles for all ages at 1704 South Bluebell Road in Brenham. They accept most insurance plans and offer flexible in-house financing. They also see patients in Belleville, Columbus, and Giddings. Visit online at BrenhamOrthodontist.com for a healthy, confident smile and to schedule your complimentary consultation. Stop by Brenham's new beauty hotspot, Renee's Makeup Artistry, where they have all your favorite makeup brands for sale and cosmetic services at fabulous prices. As Brenham's premier location for the finest products and most luxurious services, there's no need to travel all the way to College Station or beyond to get your cosmetics fixed. Renee's Makeup Artistry is located in the Blue Bonnet Shopping Center and is open from 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. Tuesday through Sunday. They're also always willing to extend their business hours to serve you.
It's Burton Panther playoff football on KWHI. The Panthers set to square off with the Chilton Pirates in the bi-district round of the Region 4 2A Division 2 playoffs. Game is set for 7 o'clock Thursday night in Taylor. Join us for all the action at 6:30 on your voice for the Burton Panthers, AM 1280 KWHI, FM 101.7, and KWHI.com.
The Money Makeover Team is here live to help you make smarter financial decisions. Now, here's your Money Makeover Team.
Daddy, welcome back to the last few minutes of today's edition of The Money Makeover Show. From Neil Financial Group. We've been talking about saving and investing and how to handle student loans and all these other things. I'm going to go back to the saving and investing part of things after I get done with the program here and get myself organized a bit. I'm off to do a enrollment meeting at a company for their 401k plan.
That time of year.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, I was telling Jamie during the break that it is a healthcare related firm and they've been clients of mine for probably 16, 17 years. But it's always true that I'll see, you know, maybe a few dozen people in these meetings and most of them are women. Most of them are women. And most of them are fairly young. I do have some that may be probably 10 years to 15 years away from retirement age. But most of the people I see are under 30 working in these positions. And some of them have master's degrees and some of them are nurses and other healthcare professionals. The thing is that being female and being there, a lot of them are single for whatever reason, and they've got two or three kids. And it's just a tough thing to say to someone, okay, you've got to divert some of your salary over to a 401k. And however, and it used to be a much harder proposition for me to be able to make to these mostly female young women. But I'm finding, Jamie, lately that more and more of them are at least doing something. And what's really helped spur this has been the addition of an employer match to this plan. That's helped a lot. But I think more and more young people are starting to see maybe what's going on with their parents, or in this age group, maybe their grandparents who are in retirement age. And they're saying, wait a minute, that's not going to be me, even if I can only make a $30 or $50 per pay period and get my employer match, for instance, I'm going to at least start chipping in something.
Well, I think that's one of the benefits of the women's movement is the fact that in this particular case, when you're talking to these young women, they're more willing to take control of their lives. And so they're being given the opportunity and they see the need that they don't have to have a man in their life. They can do quite well on their own, and they're much more willing to take control and put the money aside and say, it really doesn't matter what happens with the rest of my life. At least on my own, I know that I'm taking care of things.
Sure. So, again, better participation, at least some effort. And I know that for many people who are younger, it's a big sacrifice. And we've been talking about student loans and the debt burdens with that, everything else. Yeah, it's a lot.
And that doesn't matter whether you're married, single, divorced, whatever. Those are all things that have to be taken care of. And it simply involves doing some proper planning and seeing the need. It's always interesting when we do the 401k enrollments, the hard thing always, the hardest thing always is getting started. Because it's done on payroll deduction, once you get started, you learn that you don't miss it.
Well, and it takes a month or so, maybe two, and it's a surprisingly small bit that's coming out, and it's not nearly as noticeable, especially since you're already paying some other things and your employer's picking up other things that are really helping you. So again, getting started, getting going. And if you're a younger person listening to me now, or you have younger people in the family who are just starting out, please do your part there and help encourage them to do at least something. The least you can put in is 1%.
I was just going to tell you the story. I told this story. I had an enrollment earlier in the year where I had someone young who could have put in 1% and get a 1% match. And his response was, I'm just worried about paying my rent. Well, putting in 1% and having a company match of 1%, the difference in his paycheck would have been pennies.
Yeah.
But yet he would have started.
And he would have doubled those pennies.
That's right.
Yeah, he would have doubled his money. So that's the philosophy. Spread the word out there. Spread the word about the program here, the Money Makeover Show from Neil Financial Group. Glad to have you listening. Tell your friends, neighbors, kids, etc. We're on every Monday and Wednesday morning. Here's our phone number, 979-836-2903.
Happy Veterans Day. We'll see you back here on Wednesday.
The show you have just been listening to is sponsored by the Neil Financial Group and does not reflect the view of KWHI or its advertisers. The opinions voiced in this show are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. You should consult a financial professional when considering making investments in the financial markets. Financial markets may involve risks. Past performance is no guarantee of future results. Nothing said on this show is intended to or should be considered an offer or solicitation to buy or sell any security. Securities are offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Should you have more questions, please visit the website at neilfinancial.com or call their Brenham office at 979-836-2903.